They've opted in, and they've opted in for content. So send them more content.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Hey, Heaton. Today I think we want to talk about lead nurturing.
Yeah, lead nurturing.
So, you know, you did some marketing, you did some prospecting, whatever the hell you did, you scraped some lists. You got some names and emails of people you want to approach.
You basically have emails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
but they're a lead, because lead nurturing means they're already a lead. Or well, is it that this is cold emailing and I just have an email list? Like, so let's start on the right foot.
Yes. Yeah. Because I think people have different meanings attached to the word lead.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think for the purpose of this podcast, it might be cool to look at it from both perspectives. Number one, let's look at a lead from a cold sales perspective.
Okay, so then that's not a lead.
Well,
how do you in sales look at it?
In sales, I would it depends on what organization you are.
So let's say you have a list of emails.
Yes.
And you've never contacted them.
Yes.
Okay. What do you guys call that?
So some people would call those prospects.
Yeah.
Some people would call that just a list. And some people would call that a cold leads.
Okay.
Right?
So in marketing, I guess you could say that's a cold lead, and a warm lead would be one that actually signed up.
Signed up. Exactly.
You know, somewhere on a lead gen form.
Yes.
Right?
So maybe that's the way we want to break it down. Let's talk about what
cold
you do with cold leads and what do you do with warm leads.
Okay, let's start with cold.
All right. So
cold is
like, cold is, well, you,
it's just a list of emails.
A list of emails.
Maybe you have their names.
You should.
Yeah.
Likely, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's just a finite number of how you create cold email lists.
Yeah.
Right? You either buy them.
Yeah.
You can scrape them.
Yep.
Or you can basically generate them very manually. Like you go on LinkedIn, you research people, you find them on Twitter. And
there's also a bunch of tools that help make it easy to get an email.
Yes.
So like there's just a lot of stuff around that. And it's actually interesting because like I get emails from people and there's no unsubscribe. But they emailed me, right? So it's also a new tactic, I would say, or newer popularized tactic where you get someone's email and you just email them as if it's not a marketing email. It's not a sales email, but you're just trying to email them.
You know, I think in the spirit of the law, when one human being emails another human being, that's totally fine. I don't need to, I didn't need you to subscribe to like Stelly is allowed to email me, right? But a lot of times what truly happens behind the scenes is that those emails are automated,
right?
They come from a personal email address, but they really are not like sent by a human being. They just, you know, a bulk email, right?
Yeah.
So one to many. And let's not go into the legality of if that's allowed or not.
I don't even care about that. It's just more about what's going on right now. Right?
I think what's going on right now, what you were experiencing probably is the popularity of cold or outbound sales in technology.
Okay.
I think it used to not be as popular or being popular more in the very like high-end enterprise kind of startups.
Yeah.
And the smaller SMB startups used to not do that at all.
Yeah.
And now outbound sales becomes more and more popular.
What do you think changed?
That's a good question. What changed? Probably a number of things. What comes to mind immediately is B2B startups realizing that like some fads just didn't hold onto their promise. So people realize that they can't just all build like viral apps in the B2B space, like be the Dropbox or be the whatever the example is, Yammer or like. So there's not easy ways to just build something really cool. And then in the B2B space, if it's SMB, it's just going to get adoption without a lot of like effort.
Yeah.
I think that that's definitely been one where people tried different startups went through different fashions of what to try, and all these things didn't quite work out as perfectly. So they looked for other ways.
Yeah.
I think that there were a bunch of people that started sharing knowledge in that space.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Ross wrote the Predictive Revenue book.
Yeah.
I think I had a hand or two in the popularizing sales within startups. So more people started writing about it than they had like sales hacker meetups and conferences.
Yeah.
So it's more popular. There's more knowledge. And sales is not as foreign of a thing anymore that is weird. So most startups
not just limited to enterprise. Right?
Yes, it's not limited to enterprise.
Okay. Yeah, I'll add one obvious thing too, which is like, I think you're right. Enough people hit the problem of how do I get customers?
Yeah.
Right. And then they started trying to figure out how to get customers, and happen to be in the SMB space, and there happens to be a lot of, you know, like I remember, let's say 2 years ago, there was a company, they already sold, and it was a B2B company, and 2 years ago, they told me what they were doing, and what they were doing was scraping Crunchbase and a bunch of other stuff and doing all this stuff just to get an email and then emailing the people. And they got to, in I think 2 or 3 years, they were able to get from, you know, doing that all the way to an acquisition.
Right.
Right. It was a double digit millions acquisition. So it wasn't a small one. It wasn't an acquihire. And back then it was unique.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting what you guys are doing. Right. We didn't really do things like that.
Yeah.
And so then I noticed the scrappiness. So I would say that part of it, I feel like came out of scrappiness.
Yeah.
Right. And people wanting a way to get customers and